The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 18th day of November, 2004. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. And I want to point you in the direction on your radio dial for Saturdays from WWCR 12160. That's 12.160. John Moore, homicide detective, trained in terrorism, you name it, is on Saturdays from 1 to 3 on 12160 on this network. It's well worth a listen. I invite you to tune in. He's got a lot to tell you. He's done radio before for 5 years. He's got so many citations and been doing so many things. It's like it reads out of a 007 novel. Gentlemen has a handle on things, and I appreciate it because he is in, how should we say, law enforcement circles. And since civilians can't talk to cops because cops are told that we're potential bad guys, a cop will listen to another cop talk, especially if he displays common sense and logic and knows what's going on. At any rate, tune into that on Saturdays from 1 to 3 Central Time, and you can find it on this network, on the internet, on satellite, on shortwave, on local AM and FMs. Tune in. I would appreciate it very much. Yesterday's program, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. In doing radio for 12 years, I had never done a program like that. It was emotional. I felt like after I walked out of this broadcast room, like I had gone 10 rounds with Muhammad Ali in his prime, not over the hill. For all those people that called in yesterday and donated to this network, we thank you. If you missed the program yesterday, you missed a barn burner. We would invite you to call 800-724-2719. We're in a pledge drive for the network, ladies and gentlemen. We'll make no bones about it. This information is here for you. We're not getting rich doing this. We're not even getting better looking, are we, Bill? No. We have to, right. I'll make a good-looking corpse. Dr. Bill Veith in studio and also Desi Andrews. Our friend is on assignment in California, Marcia Dewar. She's out there doing it again in California, whatever she's doing.
During.
And as always, folks, on Thursdays, we will have phone lines that are open, 800-313-9443. And we'll get this started. It's like, folks, I didn't even go to sleep last night. I was just emotionally drained, and I didn't go to bed till 5 a.m. this morning. You know, it's been fascinating what's been happening here. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. People coming in off the street to come in and tell us what a good job that we're doing. And even one gentleman that came in that said, I tuned into your network because I saw somebody running around locally here with a bumper sticker on. He's been listening for 6 months. But he's known this for 40 years. He just didn't know that anybody else knew. Folks, I've been telling you about these bumper stickers. They do work. We'll take the break. Be back with our in-studio guest right after this.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time. By creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Just a quick aside here, WorldNet Daily. Oh, Joe Farah's woken back up again on WorldNet Daily, Monday, November 15th, talking about NAFTA. NAFTA on steroids. Saying that the U.S.-Mexico-Canada security plan would virtually eliminate national borders. We've known that. That's why we're running the FTA ads on this network. Let's take one call before we get into subject matter of the day. Charles in Louisiana. Hello, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. John?
How you doing, Charles?
Listen, I wanted to tell you, they had a piece on ABC News about Viagra. This is going to sound crazy, but they're going to put antennas into the pill. You heard anything about this?
Antennas in the pill?
Yeah, I don't know what they mean by that.
RFID.
Yes.
Okay.
You heard about it?
No, not on Viagra, but I did hear that they're just going ahead, all merchandising. They're just moving ahead with the RFID.
What's RFID?
Radio frequency identification.
Yeah. What reason would that be for?
Well, they say it's to track inventory from place of manufacture or import to track stock to the various merchandising outlets.
Well, listen, I want to say you're doing a wonderful job, my friend. And I just want to encourage the Patriots to support. We're going to have to really start rallying this thing. This thing's getting worse and worse with Schwarzenegger running for president. And we're going to have to just start rallying around each other and supporting each other and start cutting off them televisions and just get away from all that together.
Well, and Charles, I got to tell you, things are working. Not as fast as I'd like to see them, but I've always known there was going to be an uphill battle, and many people are waking up. I mean, tons of people are waking up.
Well, John, I'm going to say this, and I'm not crazy. I always had faith in you and Sandra. You know that. And I know you can pull this through this, but you see, you can't do it by yourself. It's every listener. It's every listener supporting you in any way they can. And I'm still giving out the tapes, and I'm still waking people up. I just woke another patriot up named Rock. He's a real sweet guy. He's getting the word out there. He's a listener of yours. He's telling other people about you, too. And I just want to thank you for being there for me and educating me. And as John, we still love you down in Louisiana.
All right. Well, Charles, thank you for the sentiments. I appreciate it very much. And keep plugging, my friend. All right.
love those Louisiana accents.
I'll tell you something. Your wife, by the way, Bill, your wonderful wife here, just got a bumper sticker. You didn't have a bumper sticker on your car. We had a gentleman yesterday that responded. It was listening locally here to one of the radio stations.
Bummer.
Came walking in. Well, that's been fixed. Came walking into the network, and he said, I've known about this stuff for 40 years. He said, but I was going through the, he's been a radio listener. There's nothing there to listen to, so he forgot radio. Well, he's behind somebody's car here locally, and there's a bumper sticker. Oh, talk radio, because you can handle the truth, www.rbnlive.com.
Chocolate.
And he started listening. And he came in yesterday and gave us a donation.
Well, we need two bumper stickers. We got two cars.
Well, yeah, I know. And you will, too, before you leave here. Before you leave. And, folks, I've been telling you this. Please, drop your fear. Drop all your excuses. I want to have more people to talk to about the globalists here, the New World Order. Everybody knows something's wrong. We just got to give them the facts. That's it. So give us a call here. We are taking donations. We've got to reach a goal of $20,000. I think we've collected five so far, or seven. That means we've got 13 days to collect, 12 days to collect $13,000. So don't be shy, folks. MasterCard, Visa on the web. We can take MasterCard, Visa, and Discover Card, and what's the other one? Diners Club, and I think American Express. American Express, I'm sure of. But at any rate, and you can do this on a monthly basis. We know how hard it is for you to remember one thing to the next. Trust me, I know. One month to the next. Well, we can do it automatically on PayPal just by going to the website, www.rbnlive.com. Folks, we're going to be here for you. Be here for us, and we can whip this puppy together. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the day that millions of people are just informed. Well, they already are, but now they have the courage to stand up and let this thing go. It's right at the nexus here. It's right at the crossroads, right before the impact here, and we've got to make it happen. Do you have a bumper sticker on your car, Ms. Andrews?
No.
Well, you will before you leave here today.
All right.
But you didn't drive, did you?
No.
You came with Bill.
Yeah.
That's okay. There'll be a bumper sticker.
But I still have a car.
You still have a car. Well,
yeah.
Well, there was a cop.
I bet I could even apply it myself.
Well, Desi, wasn't there a law enforcement guy here today serving you with a warrant?
Yeah, there was.
We did a fully on Desi today. One of the local gendarmes, good guy, folks. I like having good cops around. It makes me feel good. At any rate, Desi comes walking in here, and she's sitting in a little ante room out here, the little waiting area, and there comes a uniformed policeman around the corner with an envelope in his hand. So, are you Ms. Andrews? And she replied, yes. And he handed this envelope, which I'd written a cause number on, and put warrant, Desi Andrews. And Desi, just as cool as a cucumber, folks, just sat there and just looked and smiled and opened up the envelope. And, of course, it was two blanks of sheet paper in there. And, of course, the warrant was worth the paper was written on. Just a joke. But I like things like that. We were going to cuff you and throw you in the back of the car, but,
right.
You know.
Desi's so used to receiving the papers, it didn't faze her.
She just sat there like you just told her your shoes were tied.
It was like it was like she was getting her mail hand-delivered to her.
I know it. Funny stuff.
Bill thought he was going to have to deck the guy.
Bill got real concerned. I saw this look on his face, and I'm standing behind Desi just laughing. I couldn't hold myself. But folks, yes, that's right. Even law enforcement is waking up in this country. Isn't that gratifying? Because you know what? They weren't born with badges and guns and and tasers and handcuffs and billy clubs and all this stuff. It's real hard to be delivered that way. You know,
this guy turned out to be a nice guy.
Oh, he knows what's going on.
Yeah,
I mean, really does. And we appreciate it. And folks, we're not anti-government any more than we're anti-order, anti-good rule of law, anything. We're for America, a good, sound, sane, practical, logical, not bankrupt America. I've got one more caller. Let's take this guy, and then we'll get into our subject matter. Terry in Austin. Good afternoon, Terry.
Thank you for taking my call here.
Yes, sir.
I've got a question. It's been on the news where apparently a Marine just shot an insurgent in the head, and this was all caught on tape.
We don't know that was an insurgent. He shot another man in the head, a wounded man.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know who he was.
He was wounded, laying in a mosque, is what he was.
Hmm.
He was a wounded man.
See, well, this is what I'm confused about. Being that there was no official declaration of war by Congress, which, you know, we gave Congress the power to do that through the Constitution. What kind of rules apply in this war? What applies?
There are no rules.
It's called anything goes.
There are no rules. It's not really a war, and I don't think there are any rules of engagement. The leaders, the men in charge of this country have written under their commission papers, if anybody gets taken to Guantanamo, they have absolutely no rights whatsoever. No Geneva Convention, no right to attorneys, no nothing. These are the guys in charge that are making the rules.
So is there such a thing as a prisoner of war?
Is there a prisoner of war?
Yeah.
Well, I would think there's a prisoner of war, but doesn't there have to be a war?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So as long as your boys don't play by the rules, then I guess, I mean, they don't do things by the rules. They don't make declarations of war. They don't do anything constitutional. They're just out there privatizing and pirateering. And I guess they can shoot anybody they damn well please.
Mm. And they are. This is the sad thing about this. I mean,
what? Did you see that on an American station?
No, I've just turned all my cable off. You know, I mean, there's almost so much propaganda I can handle. I've been listening to RBN ever since I can get it on my little shortwave radio here.
My son saw that on BBC, and then they saw it a half hour later on NBC. It was actually NBC footage. And, I mean, they were shocked to their toenails when they saw it on BBC. It was very, very shocking. And they had sanitized it when they put it on NBC. But the guy did shoot the guy. I mean, you know, he swore and he shot him in the head and blew his head off, practically. And then the other Marines tackled him to the ground and said, stop, stop. At least somebody knew something. Somebody had a shred of decency.
So what would be a difference between a terrorist and an insurgent?
Well, I think you saw a terrorist if you heard about the Marine shooting the dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what in the world an insurgent is. I think an insurgent must be somebody that's caught, trapped in their own country, being attacked by somebody that's bigger than they are, and they're just trying to stay alive. I think that's what an insurgent means.
Well, what's the difference between a terrorist and a freedom fighter? It depends on your point of view. I mean, we're calling all these people terrorists. They're not terrorists.
I'm calling the Marines the terrorists, United States Marines.
Well, and this is a tough pill for a lot of people to swallow, but, you know, I keep seeing these little yellow ribbons on the back of people's cars, support our troops. I want to support them. I want to get them out of there.
I want to support each and every man and woman that's been duped into going to Iraq or thought they needed to join the Army because they could get a college education, that's ended up in Iraq, that's over there killing and maiming an innocent population. I'd like to see every one of them come home.
And our troops all over the world that are in 142 different countries of the world's 186 countries are called peacekeepers. And they're occupied troops, occupying other countries, and they're called peacekeepers.
And they're not.
Well, they're, you know, if they're peace,
they are provisional military government, the same as we have here in this country.
Yeah, I mean, they're murdering, they're killing them for peace. Even the Austin American Statesman the other day in the paper admitted that 100,000 Iraqi deaths have occurred since the beginning of this war, 75,000 of them civilians. And that's probably an underestimation.
It's all for the children, isn't it?
Right, all for the children, well, all for peace.
We're over there giving them democracy is right. We're giving
killing
them.
Killing them for peace.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you guys for taking
thank
my call.
Thank you for
right?
calling.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate your call. Randall Mock is online. Tried to get in on the program yesterday, and I couldn't get to him.
What's Randall doing?
Well, we'll find out. We'll be right back, folks.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
We're back here. Randall Mock, that runs the Truth Seekers meetings in Austin, because we care and there is comfort in knowing. How you doing, Randall?
I'm doing fine, and we just appreciate y'all announcing the meetings, and wanted to tell you that you got some of the best listeners that money could buy, and all I need to do is just take some of that worthless money and send it your way, and I'm going to send $100 your way, even though I don't have it. But somehow God will provide.
Well, Randall, in the Patriot community, that $100 will keep circulating amongst all of us.
That's right, and we need to keep it in that community.
That's right.
One of the things you announced yesterday is that the meeting is that should I take my flu shot, and appreciate that announcement. There was a part two to that, and that is after that we have Mike Hansen with Bohemian Grove Exposed, Cult of Conspiracy, and also narrated by one of the RBN narrators, Jack Blood.
Oh,
so, it's going to be a great meeting. Hope you can
great.
slip out of there early and get down to the meeting. It starts at 7 o'clock at Serrano's.
Yeah, and
he's only on till 6. Randall, chances are he could do that.
Well, I know, but, you know, there's things after the show. You don't just turn off the lights.
Yeah, I forgot. You know what? Yesterday, I didn't even see that. My apologies to Jack Blood and Mike Hansen. Mike wrote a book about the Bohemian Grove. Bohemian Grove. Oh, boy, I hope it's not going to be one of those days.
Yeah, it's like an 800-page book. It's an encyclopedia about the Grove, actually.
And it's a great book. Jack has already interviewed him on it. So that's tomorrow night. Not tomorrow night.
That's tonight.
It's tonight. I'm sorry, 7 to 9:30 at Serrano's Lincoln Village at 6406 North IH-35. And whose contact is this? 577-5394.
That's my number.
Okay, great. Area code 512-577-5394. And Randall, you'll be answering the phone.
Okay, yes, I will. And one thing I'd like to suggest to people with Christmas coming up, which I think we're celebrating a pagan day anyway.
Old Tannenbaum.
Yeah, so why not send people. Let's call this Operation Christmas Card. And let's say if you've got 10 people, send them a card saying, I've just donated $10 in your behalf to save our freedom to RBN.
Now, there's a thought.
You want a job, Randall?
I've got a job.
Randall's worked overtime. How many years of these meetings, these Truth Seekers, been going on now?
Well, actually, as Truth Seekers, about 2 years. Before that, there was several other names of the groups that I helped out in. And,
Gene Staffin.
They were going on. Gene Staffin had a
Y2K group.
Y2K group, and then before that was Texas Best with Wes
Curtis.
Wes Curtis had a group. And,
I know all these things, man. Well,
you got a memory. You just got a memory like an elephant. If I don't look at the calendar, I don't remember what day it is.
I have that problem too. Okay, well, y'all just keep
Thanks,
up
Randall.
The good work, and we love y'all, and we'll see y'all tonight if any way possibly can.
All righty, thank you, Randall.
Right,
I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right, again, folks, that's Thursday. You know, it's
that's today.
Yeah, that's today.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say
this evening.
Yeah, I'm just reading the thing here. Thursday, November 18th, 2004, from 7 to 9:30.
Hurry up.
I'm trying.
For 15 minutes.
Unplug her microphone. Okay.
30 minutes.
Pledge of Allegiance, prayer announcement, speaker discussion starts at 7:15. They do have food down there, and it's not too bad, folks. Serrano's at Lincoln Village at 6406 North IH-35. And that's tonight from 7 to 9:30. Now, talk. Go ahead.
I'm going to get Ralph Winterode on Randall because I've told Randall over and over not to say that Pledge of Allegiance. And he continues to do that. And Ralph, just last week, was just going on a tirade to me about the fact that that is absolute treason to the Constitution and to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, Randall, you heard it here again.
Yesterday, by the way, I was watching... It was a local congressman here. I think he's from Round Rock. Mike,
Who cares? What did he say?
Well, they're talking about preventing lawsuits in Washington, D.C. against our individual members of Congress or the Senate, trying to make it harder for people to indict them. They're circling the wagons. And one of these characters was there. I didn't catch the guy's name. I actually saw this on C-SPAN, wee hours in the morning. And I'll get more information about it, but it's about indicting these people in Washington, D.C. And one of these characters came walking out. And he was a congressman. He says, well, I'm a federal congressman. Just in your face, I'm a federal councilman. And the big to-do here, and they're still going through the motions, they were talking about states' rights and state law versus federal law.
Yeah, I was just reading Andrew Johnson's State of the Union speech in 1867. And he's saying, what an absolute tragedy. There can't be two kinds of states in a state, and that there is no union, and they've destroyed the Constitution. That's in his State of the Union thing. I was just going over that very thing. Yeah, well, there won't be any safety in federal Congress persons either, because actually there are no states, and he's correct in being a federal congressperson, but he's just going to have to get out of the way.
But he said it. And he knew what he was saying.
Of course he knew what he was saying.
He had this very boastful look on his face.
Right. He's saying, I'm in charge and you are the enemy.
And you can't touch me. That
That's
was his
what
attitude.
He said.
That was exactly his attitude.
Right.
Folks, we'll take the break here, come back. We're going to talk a little bit about banking and quick claim deeds. You got to talk into the microphone.
And Al Thompson.
Oh, there she goes. Okay, we'll break. We'll be right back. And Al Thompson also.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, in studio, Desi Andrews, Dr. Bill Veith. I don't go anywhere without my resident psychoanalyst. Just teasing. We have some information. We did a quick claim deed. This is an experiment in process. And we'll get to that in 1 minute. I haven't even read the thing yet. It's a response back
from
the attorney.
It's funny. Al Thompson called me today about, it was 11:47 exactly was when it was. So it was 9:47 in California. He lives near Redding, California. Al Thompson, for those who don't know, is one of those employers who was on 60 Minutes with Dixon Cannon, Dave Bossett, Nick Jessen, and Al. And, of course, you know that Dixon Cannon is in jail for the charges. And Al just got out of prison after 3 months. They threw him out. The judge had an argument with the prosecutor. when it came time to release him, and the judge said, he's not going to budge. I mean, there's no point in keeping him. And the prosecutor and Norris Graham from Washington said, well, we have a year that we can hold him for coercive to coerce him into to signing the paperwork. It's actually called coercive contempt. And the judge said, no, he's leaving. It's not going to, whether it's a year or 2 years, he's not going to change. So they let him go. Well, he was driving today on I-5 freeway going north from, he said he was just north of Hilltop, wherever that is. And
it's a little bit north of San Francisco, I think.
Well, he's in the Redding area, so, you know, somewhere. And he saw flashing lights behind him, somebody trying to pull him over, and he looked at the car, and it was unmarked, and he was frightened and because he didn't recognize him, and he wouldn't pull over. And so he kept driving, and then he went a little way. He didn't say how far, and the highway patrol got into it and were blocking the road, and they had those strips across the road, and they tore his tires up. So he was stopped, and he said, I'm sitting in my car, and I mean, he sounded perfectly calm, and he was telling me just the details. But he said, I have a lot of guns pointed at me right now.
He was on the phone with you?
Yeah, he was on the phone with me. He said, I have a lot of guns pointed at me right now. He said, there's a highway patrol, and they were federal marshals behind him with the flashing lights. He saw that when everybody stopped. And he said, I don't know what to do. And he said, this is a high-profile thing now because I didn't stop. And then he said, let me call my son. And so he put me on hold, and it was maybe a minute. And then the phone came back to me, and then there was just a big, it was just for a second, and there was a big commotion in the background. And then the phone went dead. So I have no idea what happened to Al. I looked on PACER, which is the activity in the federal courts, and I couldn't. There wasn't an order issued for him out of that court that had just released him. They had sued him civilly in another action. There was nothing in that but a default order. I couldn't find that there was any criminal warrant or anything out for him.
So he gets cut out. Was this the same day?
This today, this morning.
No, but when did he get kicked out of jail?
It's been 2 weeks now.
Two weeks?
Yeah.
So they were just laying for the guy.
I have no idea.
Anytime you get federal marshals to pull you over on a highway.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, they were laying for the guy, but I don't know why.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea why.
It seems a little nonsensical. If the judge says that he's not going to budge, why was he in court to begin with?
He was in court because he won't fill out 941 forms. The judge, he was hauled into court before by the federal marshals.
Kind of like similar to Sim Cannon's case.
And they hauled him in front of the judge, and the judge ordered him to fill out the 941 forms. And he said, I want you to fill them out correctly. So when he qualified it by saying correctly, then Al kept asking the court what correct was. Please give me the statute and the code, the statute, and the implementing regulation so that I can fill it out correctly because I don't want to make a mistake. And they couldn't come up with it. And he wouldn't get off on it. He said, I will fill these out just as soon as you show me the law. And they couldn't budge because they can't show him the law because there is no law.
So if this guy is remanded out of custody,
mm-hmm.
then why is Dick Sim Cannon sitting in jail right now? If they can't
because
produce...
Because Dick Sim Cannon hired an attorney. Al Thompson will not.
And Al Thompson never signed anything. He wouldn't take a personal recognizance bond. He wouldn't pay for a bail. And he sat there and signed nothing, so they could not proceed against him. They had to let him out.
You have to have the cooperation. You have to actually walk up the gallows right. and place your head in the noose.
Same thing as Al Addisk. Al Addisk would not sign anything. They held him for 344 days and had to let him out.
Well, what happened with Al is before when they hauled him in, the first time they hauled him in, the marshals picked him up and took him in front of the judge. The judge said, do you understand these charges? And he said, no, I absolutely do not understand. Do you understand, judge? And the judge said, yes, I do. So in our, you know, those who understand what I'm saying understand what just happened there. And the judge just took commercial liability for the case. And so when the transcript came out, that wasn't in the transcript. The judge didn't say that in the transcript.
Oh.
So part of what Al did while he was sitting in jail was Al wrote and said that there was fraud on the court and he wanted an investigation because papers had been changed because this is actually what had been said. And he had many people in the courtroom with him who had issued affidavits. And he said that the judge said that he understood the charges. So when he went in front of the judge again for the day that he released him, he said, Mr. Thompson, do you understand what's going on? He said, no, Judge, I do not understand. Do you understand? And he said, no, I do not understand either. So the judge had cleaned up his act, and he didn't want to be liable anymore either.
That's why it's so important to have court watchers, because they routinely change transcripts. They alter transcripts. So you've got to have court watchers that are willing to fill out affidavits and file them so they can.
So I'm praying for my friend Al, and I want the rest of you too, that he's okay. I hope they didn't shoot him.
You know, folks, Desi, this has to stop. This judicial tyranny, I mean, and this is coming right from the benches. This judge, when he corrected himself, he didn't want that responsibility commercially. What exactly does that mean? What can be done after that is spoken in court? What liability is that judge now under?
Somebody has to underwrite the action. These are all commercial enterprises. Every single charge is a commercial enterprise. And it's just like a battery. You have to charge the battery. If you get a battery with no fluid in it, it does you no good. So you have to charge the battery. So what they do is they get us to charge or underwrite the action. And I can't tell you how many times I have been in court and the judge says to the poor dupe in front of him, do you understand the charges? Yes, I do. First of all, the judge says, do you understand that you're waiving all your rights? And the poor guy says, yes. Now, who in their right mind would ever even waive a half of one of their rights, much less all his rights? I mean, this is just insanity. But they hired an attorney and they listened to the attorney. So when the judge says, do you understand, that means that he's asking the guy, because they hauled the ship in the capital name. Now he's asking the ship owner if he's going to stand in place of the ship, because they can't put the ship in the prison because it doesn't exist. So somebody's got to go for the ship. So he's saying to you, do you accept commercial liability to go to stand in for the ship? Do you understand? Do you underwrite the action? Are you going to be responsible? And so the poor schnook says yes. So we can't ever, ever, ever say we understand. We always say, no, I really do not understand, Judge. Do you understand the proceedings?
Yeah, by making that statement, you're making that judge proclaim what exactly the commercial endeavor he's trying to
pull. No, what you're doing is you're saying, no, I'm not going to take the rap. How about you, baby? Are you going to take it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The judge has to declare himself at that point.
Right. Well, you'd be surprised what we've had happen. I mean, but no, I do not understand. Mike Hansen had this judge once, and he asked her, if he got a chance to ask her four times, do you understand my paperwork? And she said, I haven't read it. He said, would you read it? She said twice, I haven't read it. So I saw her reading it. So Mike said the third time, do you understand my paperwork? And she said, no, I do not. I did. It's like, do you like them, Sam? I am. No, I do not like
them. And that's it at that point, right?
Well, yeah, because somebody's got to underwrite the action. There's got to be a commercial liability.
So why don't they just come right out and say, do you understand, do you take the responsibility of this? Do you underwrite this action?
Well, if they everybody would know that we're in Rome.
One simple little sentence spoken in a courtroom puts that judge right on the hot seat.
That's right. It shifts the liability from me to him.
Because, see, we always think, he's asking, do you comprehend? And comprehend and understand are two different meanings.
Understand is a commercial term.
Right. Understand is to underwrite. And comprehend means, do you comprehend what's going on? And the answer to that would be, yes, I comprehend what you're doing to me.
You bet
I
do,
baby. Understand the charges.
Wyatt in Maryland. Hello, Wyatt. Good afternoon.
Good. Boy, there's a lot going on, and I've been saying for years, of course, I don't know as much as I wish I did, but for the past 15 years, I've been telling people, I said, what's going on right now with, of course, my understanding, my level then wasn't as it is now, but I said, we're at war, and the war is a paper war against us.
It's not a paper war. It is a full military press. Make no mistake about it.
No, what I meant is the legislation that's being passed, that the regulations, all of this process of state legislators and federal they're not even representatives, federal agents.
Those dudes, we call them.
Yeah, federal agents. that are in Congress and in the Senate, they've been waging the war with legislation and passing bills and regulation and policy against us for years. And it's so overwhelming that it's almost for the average person, it's so overwhelming. That's why they don't pay any attention to it, because they can't keep up with all of these facets, different facets of what's happening, what's going down, what's...
Well, let's break it down to something that's not overwhelming.
Okay.
Let's say that they have somebody brings a charge against you. Let's say it's property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So you go back and you see, where did property taxes come from? Ralph just found this in Alaska. Of course, in Alaska, they allow it in the Constitution. In the other states, they don't. But, you know, they just stopped hiding when they got to Alaska. But do you know who would you think has the power to tax in Alaska? It's certainly not the legislature, because it's not in any of our constitutions. So in order to apply to us, the general public, there has to be power issued by the Constitution. So the one that sets the property taxes in Alaska is called, and I could get this wrong because it starts with the B, but it's the Borough Commission, the Alaska Borough Commission.
The Bureau, like an agency?
No, like Borough, like
Borough, Alaska. B-U-R-R-O-W.
Oh, okay.
No, like no? B-O-R-O-U-G, like Borough, like...
Oh, Borough, like a New York City borough.
You
right.
got it.
Yeah,
okay.
You go.
Yeah, you
yeah.
got the Borough Commission. So it's always got to be a commission, an agency, or... Marcia and I just went over that this morning. But it comes from a commission or an agency, or a bureau. A commission, an agency, or a bureau. This Borough Commission is a commission. So this is, let's just call it an agency because that's what it is. So this agency is the one that grants municipalities the right to be chartered, home rule charters or corporate charters or whatever. These are the dudes that oversee what a city is going to operate under. And then when they grant them the charter or the home rule, or they call it something different in Alaska.
But yeah, they make it sound real nice.
Right. So when they grant the charter, let's just call it what it is, when they grant the charter for the city, they also impose property taxes on the city.
Ah, the corporate documents.
Yeah. So
yes.
So then, but it's this commission. So the only, so then they run it past the legislature, the commission does, runs it past the legislature, and it goes as law unless the legislature has a joint resolution and shoots it down, which is never going to happen.
Right. They did that here. They did that here in Maryland. Trying to take property by eminent domain for a charter government, which is Baltimore County, a large county, which is a charter government. They had to have a legislator, which was a friend of the county executive, like the executive of the corporation, and he introduces it into the state legislature to be amended, to amend the charter of the charter government. So the legislator, the state legislator, or the delegate, he sponsors the change in the charter government, and then once that's passed by the state
once
legislature,
it's not shot down, not even passed, but just not shot down.
Right, just not shot down.
Right.
It's almost like because it wasn't shot down, it passes. That type of deal.
Right.
And that goes on, and of course, all here in Maryland. All the largest populated districts around Baltimore and Washington, D.C., or counties, are charter government.
Right. Well, so what happens is all the laws are made by agencies. But here's the way you get to them. When you find out the agency that's behind whatever it is you're doing, whether it's a traffic ticket and it's the Public Safety Commission or whatever agency or commission is the one that has underwritten that action, and there will always be an agency. Then you look in the regulations for the agency, because they come at you with a code. You look in the regulations for that agency, and if there are no regulations that apply to you, the public, and I doubt very seriously that there will be, then you can fight it. But that's how you have to attack it.
One final thing. I was listening to Gordon Liddy's show today, because it's always a great... worth listening to in my truck while I was working, which he's part of the problem. But the omnibus appropriations bill that's being passed, which they're going to also ask for an increase in the debt ceiling, again, they just increased it from 6.5 $7.5 to $7.4 trillion, and then now they want to increase it again, but they won't tell you what it is. There's funding. There's a part in there that are going, the federal government, because they spend money, well, they run the states. They're going to sponsor grants to the states to psychologically test all children so that they can find out if they need to put them on Ritalin or if they have psychological problems.
So
and that will be profiled.
What agency is behind that?
I don't know, because it's in the probably the education.
The Department of Agriculture.
Department of Agriculture, probably, yeah.
So it'd be the Agriculture Commission, and so then you have to look up the regulation and see if there's substantive regulation that applies to you, the public, and there isn't one. So when we get smart about this code regulation, substantive regulation, then they won't be able to touch us.
Right. I agree, but just to let you know, it's called Funding for State Incentives for Transformation.
Well,
that's
transformation.
Transformation, that's what it's called.
Like that, transformation.
Kind of like reinventing government.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your call, Wyatt.
Take care.
Thanks, Wyatt.
Melissa and Bob, hang on. We'll get to your calls also. And I want to do a short section out of the book, Reinventing Government, Fast Bullet and Cultural Changes. This was a special report from the Murchison Chair of Free Enterprise right here in U of T. We'll be right back, folks.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
You may find your
one shot. And you might find yourself.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Boy, just open house today. We'll let anybody in here. Scott Horton, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How's it going with you, John?
Yeah, you do a program here on this network.
That's right, every Saturday from 3 to 5 Texas time.
3 to 5 Central time. And who are you going to have on your program this Saturday?
Well, at 3 o'clock, I'm going to be interviewing Mark Thornton from the Mises Institute about why free markets are a good thing and government is evil. And then hopefully...
From the von Mises?
The Ludwig von Mises Institute, after the famous Austrian economist Ludwig von Mises. And Mark Thornton, you might recognize the name. His name's on the back of The Creature from Jekyll Island. He endorsed that wonderful book by J. Edward Griffin, and I'll be interviewing him. And then hopefully, I'm still working on it, hopefully at 4 o'clock I'll be talking to Dar Jamal from Iraq, if you will let me call Iraq, sir.
What's happening with Dar Jamal?
Just leave the quarter on the table.
Well, I don't know specifically what's going on with him this week, but he's a writer for Antiwar.com and writes a lot of really great stuff. And, of course, for the last 10 days, our national government has been going absolutely crazy, murdering people in Fallujah, the reinvasion of Fallujah. And so hopefully I'm going to
have a live report from Iraq.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you,
and
John.
That's Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Central Time.
That's right.
And you can be heard on satellite. When are you going to get some shortwave?
I don't know. I need advertisers, and I'm so busy running my own company. I'm having a hard time finding the time to find other people who want to advertise during my show.
See, you know, folks out there in Radio Land, see, if we had the means, I would just go out and just buy a block of time for this guy. But I cannot do it because we literally don't have the funds. Folks, when you support this network, you're supporting little projects. Until we would find Scott Horton here, an advertiser, we could put him up if we had the funds. Folks, it's up to you. How fast do you want to grow here? I see you brought in some bumper stickers, by the way.
Yeah, that's my company I was talking about, thebumpersticker.com. And I just made 200 The Peter Principle bumper stickers.
The revolution will not be televised. The Peter Principle, www.rbnlive.com. Cool. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it.
All righty, sir.
Peter Principle is alive and well.
The revolution will not be televised.
I wanted to say, because we just have a few minutes, about Andrew Johnson's State of the Union address. He's talking about the Constitution, and he says how he quotes from the Declaration of Independence, and he says the destruction of the Constitution will be followed by other and still greater calamities. And he goes on to say it's supposed to ensure domestic tranquility, you know, the preamble thing. Then he says, nothing but implicit obedience to its requirements in all parts of the country will accomplish these great ends. Without that obedience, we can look forward only to continual outrages upon individual rights, incessant breaches of the public peace, national weakness, financial dishonor, the total loss of our prosperity, the general corruption of morals, and the final extinction of popular freedom. To save our country from evils so appalling as these, we should renew our efforts again and again. So what Johnson said is, if we break away from the Constitution, we've had it. And I think we have seen our prosperity go.
We're getting it. What do you
and
mean?
And I think we have seen, we have no money, we have no economy, we have nothing. Just as Johnson said in his State of the Union speech when he was pleading for people to follow the Constitution.
Just in, ladies and gentlemen, the revolution is going on. We're being overthrown as we speak.
Mm-hmm. 1867.
All right. We'll take the break here, folks. Shortwave listeners, international shortwave listeners, 99.85 on your shortwave dial. And also starting December 1, we'll be changing frequencies once again. Sorry out there in Radio Land, but we've got to do this in order to track the best possible, I was going to say, reception. But, well, you shortwave listeners understand that and live with it. Second hour coming up right after this.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.